Look, it hasn't been just days or weeks. It's been months of staring at our phones, staring at our TV screens. Just this past week alone, we've been watching the news, keeping our eye on the news and our news feeds just for more information, more stories of violence and unrest. It's literally kept a rolling, non-stop feed on our TV screens. But there's also the latest on COVID. You see the increasing number of infections, death. That's also what we've been glued to through our devices, on our WhatsApps, Telegram groups. They're clogged with videos. They can be new or they can be dated, you know, without the lacking immediate context. And it's not just impacting us, it's also impacting our children. We are a deeply wounded nation. Dr. Alicia Port is a member of the South African Society of Psychiatrists. Alicia, thanks so much for joining us here. Would it be correct to say that through our lived and our transferred experience, that all South Africans and many of the people who live in this country somehow suffer and live with a form of PTSD?
So good morning. Good morning, Lester. So, you know, maybe before we get into the PTSD, I think just South Africa in this last week has been traumatized. There's been an extremely traumatic event that has occurred. And yes, you are correct in saying that it's not just people who were directly exposed to the trauma that are traumatized, but also those who were listening, watching on television, social media platforms, listening to WhatsApp messages, groups, videos. You know, there is an amount of traumatization that happens just even from listening to conversations about the trauma. It definitely puts the South African public at increased risk for post-traumatic stress. So while there may be symptoms present currently, there is a normal reaction that we can have to stress, but it definitely puts us at increased risk for post-traumatic stress at a later stage.
What does this mean for our constant need for information, our constant, you know, need to be informed? Our WhatsApp groups, our Telegram groups are all filled with videos and pictures and information, whether it be accurate or not. These things just seem to flood to us. We don't even need to go to a TV to go switch it on. The news of violence and looting and criminality, that gets sent to us. It's very difficult to even escape it.
It is difficult to escape it, Lester, but I do think that we need to limit our exposure and also we need to find ways of filtering what we hear. Because, for example, if you've seen one video, to see 10 of the same videos or 10 videos of a similar nature is unhelpful to our mental health, because that increases our anxiety, it increases our fear, it increases our sense of helplessness and hopelessness. I mean, even just fake news. Fake news is never good news. You know, it's usually negative. It's usually negative. And that also just increases. So we get then bodily reactions or physical reactions even to the things that we see, we hear, we watch. So it really is important that we need to begin to be intentional about limiting what we expose ourselves to, and even just filtering what we hear, what we see, and what we watch. You know, they're calling it now doom scrolling. We really need to watch that we don't doom scroll, because it really does. It fills our conscious, subconscious, and it really does infiltrate our everyday life.
Anyone who lives in South Africa wouldn't mind anyone's hypervigilance, from the deadbolts on the door to the taser in the drawer to making sure and triple making sure that the doors are locked as soon as you get into the car. As you walk to your car, you are scanning your surroundings. It may seem a bit foreign to someone who doesn't necessarily live in this country, but we are raised to have a sense of hypervigilance here.
I mean, definitely, because we have been exposed to trauma in our country, but we shouldn't underestimate the resilience that exists within the South African nation, or the resilience within individuals. And so while these things may be happening, not everybody who is exposed necessarily to trauma will develop, for example, post-traumatic stress, and not everybody who is exposed to trauma will also exhibit some of the things that you have mentioned now. So we shouldn't underestimate the value of resilience. And it's one of those things. It's not that you have it or you don't. It can be built. And so while these things are happening, we do have internal resources and coping mechanisms as South Africans that we can use to counter the effects of what might be happening around us.
Look, we have issues and we have concerns over our personal safety and our personal and the safety of our family. But what impact does political uncertainty play when we doubt our safety and security, not only, you know, behind our four walls, but also as a nation of 60 million people?
I mean, remember, your body doesn't know what is the content of what it is that you are absorbing. So within our bodies, it's about the stress reaction that your body mounts. So it's about then the your nervous system being activated. Mm. So it's the same. So whether it is violence, whether it's political uncertainty, it's the same kind of fear response that is being generated. It's the fight or flight response that your body then mounts. So definitely there will be increase in the amount of anxiety or the increase in the amount of fear or even hopelessness. But even just on a physical, in a physical sense, it will increase, or you'll have difficulties with sleep or a change in appetite or your energy levels, or you'd feel jumpy or tense or on edge or restless. And these are often considered normal responses, even just difficulty concentrating, being more forgetful, or feeling irritable or angry or guilty even. These are the normal responses that your body is going to mount in response to that. Obviously, if it becomes more severe or it lasts for longer periods, then, you know, the post-traumatic, the post-traumatic stress then sets in. But it really is that it doesn't matter, you know, the traumatic event is the traumatic event. It's not necessarily the content, because your body simply reacts to that particular event that you absorb. And you're getting the same, you know, fight or flight response being activated. Mm.
Dr. Leisha Port, a member of the South African Society of Psychiatrists, how are you feeling, particularly over the last few weeks of news of constant violence, taxi violence? How does that affect you? Give me a call. Let me know. 021-446-0567. You're listening to The Morning Review.